Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
So do you want to try introducing this one? Do you have a better understanding of where we are now? All right, give it a shot.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Head Full of Radio. This is episode 63. Mm-hmm. And we will be listening to the acoustic version of Bulletproof from, if my spreadsheet doesn't freeze on me and actually allows me to scroll. Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't let me do that. So I'm going to hand over to the person who's going to be in charge of allowing us to get the ball rolling with listening to it. Mr. Andrew.
Thank you. Yes, this is on the Fake Plastic Trees single that was recorded at Eve's Club in London, just like last week.
Perfect.
I believe you'll hopefully remember this song. And actually, if you play it, this is the song they play directly after Fake Plastic Trees.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Is not hitting me over the head. But hopefully once we start listening.
My lemon tooth by tooth. I wish I was bulletproof.
Wow.
That's my try at it.
I'm going to say it's not currently ringing any bells, so I'm interested to listen.
I hope anyone who heard that was like, yeah, that was an okay version. All right.
Remember, I'm the headless guy of the duo, so I'm allowed to not know anything.
So you're the headless guy and I'm full of it?
Effectively, yeah.
Let's jump in. Ooh. You can hear Johnny making weird noises in the background.
It sounds like wind.
Yeah, kind of.
Obviously, it doesn't make sense if they're like performing indoors.
Well, you don't put it past Johnny.
Okay, you still sound like this.
Phew.
Oh, his vocals have really just come a long way.
Yeah. I like Johnny's guitar crawling all over the background like that. Yeah.
I feel like I'm feeling like someone's, like the inflatable things that like move their arms around.
Yeah.
It's like a slow version of like spooky version of that. That's what I'm getting from this.
There's that guitar I love in the background. I love Johnny's guitar.
Oh, it's just, it feels so like well done.
Yeah.
Like him, he's just like vulnerability with how he's singing and just wanting to be safe from the bullets while he exposes his soft parts. That sounds a bit bad.
No. Johnny's guitar.
Cause that's again like his guitar's almost like the, in my imagination, it's like the flurry of bullets that he wants to be safe from.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
The claps felt a bit more hesitant this time around.
So how does that one make you feel?
I feel like as I was listening to it, I felt like I was quite, you know, pro. But now that's all said and done, I'm kind of a bit like, yeah, cool. So, yeah, I'm toying with a couple of scores, being Ed and Ed and a half. But I'm just vibing more with Ed, which feels a bit harsh. Like, I feel like I did enjoy that.
Sorry about the background noise. I'll edit that out.
Was that on my end?
No, it's my end.
Okay, I mean, I heard nothing, so I...
Can from you hear where that? That's really fucking loud.
Oh, no, I can't hear anything.
Well, let's stop now.
Cool. So, yeah, I would... His vocals were really nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I was especially all over anything else. Like, maybe that's just him singing well. So I guess for that reason, I'm just going to stick with an Ed. Yeah, like, it was nice. I liked how sort of, I mentioned sort of it felt like almost like, I guess onomatopoeic, that like kind of the sound matched up with what I imagined the imagery was. But otherwise, it was just a bit kind of like, cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give an Ed with you on that one. It's especially coming down after the last song.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
Which seemed a lot bigger. The interesting thing about this is, though, is that we rated this higher than we did the album version.
Interesting. I think, again, the vocals, like the way he sold it, I think, worked. It wasn't, like, too overproduced, but it also just was still... The song itself, I think, is where it's a bit blech.
Maybe. I think, too, I think this the album didn't come out... Like, the album came out in... March of 95, and these acoustic things were recorded a month before that. So I think I have a feeling like, you know, any song that's new to a musician, you're gonna want to like make sure it sounds really good when you play it live, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially in the beginning, because they're new to you, right?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that's kind of where they're at. They're like, these are still new to them, so they're playing them really well, you know?
That makes sense. Like, they're trying to sell it. Like, it's not just another performance. It's like, this is like a debut in a sense.
Yeah, and like, oh man, I don't have to play fucking Creep again.
Yeah, there's that.
Right? So, I like that. I like I like our rating on this one. I'm going to keep it an Ed as well.
Well, thank you, my good sir.
So, I appreciate it. Now, are you going to do the closing now that you did the opening? What do we do?
I feel like let's go with it. So that was the acoustic version of Bulletproof performed at the Eve Club, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And
look at you.
So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you for the next one. Bye.
Wow, that was really good. I'm out of a job now.
I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.